Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Hannah Clark. I'm joined today by Janelle Bunce, who will be highlighting the role of advanced practice providers in urology. Bunce is a physician assistant at Advanced Urology Institute in Naples, Florida. She began the discussion by highlighting the current strains on the urology workforce.
There's a number of reasons for the shortages in urologists amongst, the urology profession. This is a well-known fact that has a lot of buzz going on right now. How are we going to bridge the gap? Advanced practice providers are really one of those things that we spend a lot of time talking about because it's going to help bridge the gap. As many of you know, in 2019, there were approximately 13,000 urologists. That means there's about 3.9 urologists for every 100,000 people. And there's only approximately 311 new urologists entering the workforce every year. So even if our residency programs continue to grow I think it's 13% every 5 years, our patient population's aging, urologists are retiring, they're getting burned out. I think that another reason why there's a shortage is, of course, Medicare reimbursement. And we've got this opportunity to problem solve and find solutions for the physician shortage. Again, advanced practice providers, both nurse practitioners and physician assistants, really are going to be that bridge that gaps that disparity.
Yeah, that was some great background. So how might APPs help to lessen the burden imposed by physician shortages?
APPs can lessen the burden of urologist shortages in a number of ways. And I believe that it starts with really understanding the scope of our practice and what advanced practice providers are capable of doing. So we're able to be utilized to the extent that our physician supervisors want us to be utilized. Advanced practice providers can provide access to care for patients. You know, wait times at a lot of offices just to get in for new patient appointments can be months. And then when we determine a patient needs diagnostic testing, such as a cystoscopy, then again, they're waiting several weeks or even months at certain practices. So advanced practice providers can get patients in sooner. We can do follow-ups. And the hope is that we work together as a team with the physician so that really ultimately we're helping provide better care for patients and access to treatment options.
Great. Yeah. And then looking at this a little bit more specifically, could you highlight some ways that APPs can help in providing care to patients with BPH?
In 2021, the AUA did a census, and it's estimated that approximately 77% of urologists have worked with advanced practice providers. Some of the ways that advanced practice providers can specifically help with evaluating patients, for example, with BPH. In my practice, one of the simplest things is utilization of the screening tool, the IPSS, or the AUA symptom score. We talk about these tools as screening tools, but in training and educating APPs around the country, something as simple as a questionnaire seems to have a lot of resistance by both patients and offices, and it's hard to help these practices integrate it into their practice. In my group, I've worked really hard as the APP to help my staff understand the importance of it so that we can use it as that screening tool. Once we identify a man who may have an issue, then my role is to assess them. I may do a new patient appointment. I may see a patient for follow-up after a trial of a medication. But then my physician supervisors have trained me how to do cystoscopies and transrectal ultrasounds of the prostate so that we can better know what options a patient has for their BPH. You know, there's a lot of choices nowadays, especially with minimally invasive options. And one size doesn't really fit all. We spend a lot of time talking about, let's make sure that we understand the problem so that we can offer appropriate treatment options for the patients. So again, we can provide that access to care. I have clinics where I'm reviewing urodynamics with patients or reviewing Eurocuff or Euroflow studies with patients, and then getting them assessed sooner than they may be able to if they had to wait for the physician. And of course, it's a collaboration. So I'm in constant communication with my supervising physician. We take pictures. We talk about different anatomies and what makes a patient a good candidate for, you know, a TURP versus a HoLEP versus aquablation versus some of these, you know, really fantastic minimally invasive options like UroLift.
Perfect. And you also had a discussion on this at the most recent AUA meeting titled Choices That Matter, Optimizing BPH Care for Urologists, APPs, and Patients. Could you highlight some key takeaway points that came from this session?
At the AUA meeting in Chicago 2023, there were a lot of highlights from, you know, the conversation about choices that matter, both for physicians, advanced practice providers, and patients. Some of the takeaways that I would say really stood out to me is that BPH options in general are evolving. That, you know, there haven't been a lot of new medications in over a decade. But what we do see is that there's more and more clinical studies and time and effort being poured into what are some minimally invasive options. That's where UroLift really gained so much traction when it got FDA approved in 2013. So our understanding of the long-term implications of BPH have evolved. And patients have goals and physicians have goals. And we have to do this whole idea of shared decision-making. So especially for advanced practice providers, we're able to spend a little bit of extra time with patients educating them. Bladder health has become a big focus because sometimes the decisions that our patients make have consequences. And in my 18-year career, I can tell you that we haven't necessarily done a great job of laying out those consequences preemptively to patients. We've sort of been reactive rather than proactive. And nowadays it's really, you know, we know that patients' goals are not having catheters and they want to have relief of their symptoms quickly and they want to recover sooner. And so there's a lot of choices. And again, this is one of the key takeaways in this AUA discussion. Another key takeaway in the discussion at AUA was also that it seems, based on the data, that the earlier we intervene, the more successful some of these procedures are for BPH. And that goes back to this idea of bladder health. It goes back to this idea of delay in treatment has consequences. So those are just a few of the key takeaways. And I would emphasize that our job is to provide all of the options to patients, but then customize a treatment plan specifically for them. It is no longer one size fits all.
Great. Thank you for highlighting those points. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the future of APPs in urology?
I think the future for advanced practice providers in urology is bright. I think this is exciting. I think this is a great time for physicians to be thinking about how can I incorporate my advanced practice provider in my office? Think about how can I utilize them to the highest level of their degree? We're not glorified scribes. We're not just pill pushers. We can make decisions and help collaborate to provide better access of care for patients, help physician burnout. This is something that's going to help prolong physician longevity, which will also extend that and help with that physician shortage, like we talk about. The amount of effort and energy that a physician can pour into their APP will, you know, have a return on investment greater than you could imagine. I work with Advanced Urology Institute, which is part of Solaris Health, and we are trying to really standardize some of the training that advanced practice providers are getting. This is something that we'd like to set a precedent, an example for a lot of physicians who don't know where to start with hiring an advanced practice provider, or really what they could add to the practice. And this is an exciting area that I think we can be able to grow and develop, and just know that there are advanced practice providers around the country doing these things. So if you spend a little bit of time training and educating your APP, it's only going to make everyone's life better. And it's really rewarding for all of us. And really, who wins the most is our patients.
You just heard an exclusive interview with Janelle Bunce on the role of APPs in urology. Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting our website, urologytimes.com, or by following us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Threads at Urology Times. Thank you for listening.